Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 8th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua, chapters 13 to 15, claiming God's promises by faith. We read in Joshua chapter 13 verse 1, "Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, 'You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.'" Joshua was probably 100 years old now, and his advanced age necessitated the allocating of Canaan among the tribes of Israel, not only the land already possessed, but those also which were yet left to be conquered. We read in Joshua chapter 14 verse 6 like this, "Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite." This incident is recorded here because it occurred while the preparations were being made for casting the lots in Gilgal. Caleb was one of the two survivors of the Israelites permitted to enter the land of promise because he was sent to Canaan as a spy and brought a favorable report in line with God's plan. The claim of Caleb to the mountains of Hebron as his personal and family possessions was founded on a solemn promise of Moses given 45 years before to give him that land on account of his loyalty towards God. Caleb's request was, "Give me this mountain," or Hebron, because it was God's promise to him and he valued that promise. Those who live by faith value God's promises far above what is obtained by God's providence only. The name Caleb means all heart. During the last 85 years of his life, Caleb was singular in his devotion to God's will and wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Hebron was now occupied by Anakims, but Caleb did not fear his enemy as he considered himself still strong and able to do mighty exploits. In his own words, which is recorded in Joshua chapter 14 verses 11 and 12, we read like this, "As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim was there and the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." Eventually, Caleb did possess his inheritance and claimed his promises by faith. Like Caleb, we too have lots of promises in God's word that we need to claim by faith. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 that we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises that through these we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We should not become sluggish, but imitate those like Caleb who through faith and patience inherited the promises. Finally, we read in Hebrews chapter 10 verses 35 and 37, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry."